Dictation for Corey, Corey, Schultheis, Schultheiss, February 1186. Corey, a 37-year-old gentleman, a new patient dialysis unit at Mount Pleasant. Heavy alcohol abuse, transfer from our hospital in Alma, ALMA, to Henry Ford. He was there from May 21st to June 20. He developed acute liver failure, acute renal failure, sepsis, acute cholecystitis, alcohol withdrawal, respiratory failure, ventilatory system, severe lactic metabolic acidosis, complications of deep vein thrombosis on the right iliac vein, anemia, thrombocytopenia, coagulopathy, gastrointestinal bleeding, elevated cardiac biochemical parameters. He resides now at Laurel's Mount Pleasant Nursing Home. I discussed with girlfriend and mother-in-law, as well as in person, as well as father on the phone, in the presence of social worker, dietitian. He has poor appetite, is very small but picking up, denies vomiting, dysphagia or dysphagia. His abdomen is distended, feeling of fullness, no reported blood melena, incontinent of urine, which is very small but picking up, denies burning cloudiness of blood, does have diffuse edema and nasarca, jaundice, some pruritus, and cough, denies purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no CPAP machine. Past medical history for heavy alcohol abuse. Multiple hospital visits, with the last one from May 21st, as indicated above. The only prior surgery for groin hernia repair. He vapes, but no smoking. He also apparently does other drugs. There has been no prior seizures, heart attack, no prior deep vein thrombosis, no prior kidney abnormalities, and baseline creatinine appears to be 0.7. Next paragraph. On physical exam, he is alert to person. He knows he is in Mount Pleasant, knows he was in the hospital for a long period of time. Denies headaches, denies difficulty breathing. He's unable to stand up and walk, unable to raise legs against gravity. Movement upper extremities is more preserved. Does have sacral decubiti, jaundice, bruises. There is a subconjunctival bleeding on the left eye from coughing, normal pupils, non-nystagmus. Conjunctival are jaundice. He has decreased presence on the right side, probably pleural effusion. On the left appears distant clear. No pericardial wrap, appears regular. There is distended abdomen, probably ascites. Edema and nasarcas indicated before. Severe muscle wasting, temporal area on the face, upper extremities, hands, fingers are contracted. There is no symmetrical deficit on upper extremities. He can move toes, dorsal flexion, mild bending of the knees, moving the leg aside and to the middle, but not lifted. Next paragraph, chemistries. At Henry Ford, just before releasing to the community, phosphorus at 4.1, normal magnesium, low sodium 132, normal potassium, normal acid base 23, creatinine at 4, GFR at 15, calcium corrected in the low side, anemia 8.3, low platelets 104, elevated white blood cell count, neutrophils, normal lymphocytes, MCV 96, liver function test, low protein, low albumin at 2.2, bilirubin 22, direct at 14, increase of alkaline phosphatase 181, normal ALT, elevated AST at 90. INR was 1.38. He is hepatitis C negative. He has antibodies to hepatitis B surface testing. He has received blood transfusion, apparently multiple times. This dialysis catheter was placed on June 19th, appears to be number 2 or number 3. He has an inferior vena cava filter, which was placed June 16. This is retrievable, at some point can be removed. They did a sigmoidoscopy that shows hemorrhoids. They believe recent rectal bleeding related to hemorrhoids. There has been also hemorrhagic esophagitis on EGD. Reported melena. The esophagitis was diffuse and erosive, severe. No stomach varices and normal duodenum. There was a CT scan angiogram because of GI bleeding. did not show active bleeding. The finding of the deep vein thrombosis on the right common femoral vein related to a femoral catheter. The presence of ascites and anasarca. It did require the placement of a drain into the gallbladder because of severe cholecystitis. There was a CT scan of the head without acute process or bleeding. There was an echocardiogram, preserved ejection fraction. The contrast bubble study with appearance of echoes on the left atrium in the late time, suggestive of pulmonary AV malformation. The pulmonary artery pressure was considered normal. He did have normal sized kidneys, normal kidney on the right side. The left side was technically difficult to visualize. There was no reported obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury, multiple catastrophic events. He already is post 30 days, unlikely to recover, likely will be ESRD. Family agreeable to have a surgeon to place an AV fistula when clinically stable. They understand the risk of the dialysis catheter in terms of infection, malfunctioning. His clearance on dialysis is poor. His KTV was only 1.1. We are going to increase the blood flow to 400, increase the size of the kidney to 180, and the time to 3 hours 15. We will monitor chemistries in a weekly basis. Has poor nutrition, continue supplements here and nursing home. Anemia management according to our protocol. Most recent iron studies in the upper normal. We are going to do our EPO, MIRCERA, M-I-R-C-E-R-A, presently at 75 every 2 weeks. Next number, acute liver injury with chronic liver abnormalities and severe elevated bilirubin, mild degree of coagulopathy, recent active upper gastrointestinal bleeding from severe esophagitis, melanotic stools with blood transfusion without evidence of esophageal varices and no evidence of portal hypertension or stomach portal gastropathy. Next number, he's being managed for hepatic encephalopathy. Next number, anemia, thrombocytopenia, coagulopathy. Next number, sepsis, cholecystitis, has a drain which is leaking. This needs to be followed with surgeon. Next number, diffuse edema and nasarca, including third spacing ascites. Next number, overall condition is very guarded. He is at risk for multiple morbidity and potential dying. Family was exploring about potential liver kidney transplant. Technically, he needs to be at least 6 months off drinking alcohol before he will qualify for that purpose. Besides, of course, medical conditions allowing to proceed on that surgery. He is not anticoagulated because of active gastrointestinal bleeding and coagulopathy for what inferior vena cava was placed. This was triggered by femoral catheter that already was removed. Continue assessment. Prolonged visit, end of dictation.